And the Americans are involved as well. Professor Ralph Barrick of the University of North Carolina was on the receiving end of major grants from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. This, of course, is Dr. Anthony Fauci's shop. He's a big proponent of gain-of-function research. He has been since at least 2011 when he published an article in the Washington Post advocating for it. And when this was stopped at Professor Barrick's lab, they moved the research to China. So Professor Barrick and some American virologists have been involved in the lab in past years. But this is what happened. As soon as this research, as soon as this virus began to show dangerous properties, the virus was more infectious, the virus was more dangerous. Immediately, the People's Liberation Army bioweapons people got involved. And I can tell you as a China expert exactly why that happened. It happened because everything in China is dual-use technology. Everything in China follows the rule of let the civilians support the military. So as soon as this civilian vaccine project at the Wuhan Institute of Virology showed promise, the military moved in and said, oh, this has military potential. And then who did you have come on the scene? You have people like General Chen Wei, the head of the PLA's bioweapons program. You had other people who were involved in the PLA's bioweapons program going into the lab and working with Dr. Scher, who basically lost control of her own project.